I want to greet each one in Jesus' name this morning. I want to welcome each one to this part of the service. One phrase in that song we just sang says, Jesus satisfies the hungry every time. And in our Sunday school lesson this morning, we could see that Jesus met the need on that occasion. And throughout Scripture, we can see that he meets the need for whatever occasion it was, whether it was for food, whether it was for healing, whether it was for safety, Jesus was able to meet that need. And I believe that he's still able to meet that need. So when he says that he satisfies the hungry with good things, I think we can come to him with expectation to meet that need. I'd like to invite your attention this morning to 1 Samuel chapter 11. A story in the life of Saul. 1 Samuel chapter 11. The beginning of Saul's reign. And a very unusual story. Samuel chapter 11, verse 1. Then Nahash the Ammonite came up and encamped against Jabesh-Gilead, and all the men of Jabesh said unto Nahash, make a covenant with us, and we will serve thee. And Nahash the Ammonite answered them, on this condition will I make a covenant with you, that I may thrust out all your right eyes and lay it for a reproach upon all Israel. And the elders of Jabesh said unto him, give us 7 days respite, that we may send messengers unto all the coasts of Israel. And then, if there be no man to save us, we will come out to thee. Then came the messengers to Gibeah of Saul and told the tidings in the ears of the people, and all the people lifted up their voices and wept. And behold, Saul came after the herd out of the field, and Saul said, what aileth the people that they weep? And they told him the tidings of the men of Jabesh. And the Spirit of God came upon Saul when he heard those tidings, and his anger was kindled greatly. And he took a yoke of oxen and hewed them in pieces and sent them throughout all the coasts of Israel by the hands of messengers, saying, whosoever cometh not forth after Saul and after Samuel, so shall be done unto his oxen. And the fear of the Lord fell on the people, and they came out with one consent. And when he numbered them in Bezek, the children of Israel were 300,000, and the men of Judah 30,000. And they came to the messengers that, and they said unto the messengers that came, thus shall ye say unto the men of Jabesh-Gilead, tomorrow, by the time the sun be hot, ye shall have help. And the messengers came and showed it to the men of Jabesh, and they were glad. Therefore the men of Jabesh said, tomorrow we will come out to you, and ye shall do with us all that seemeth good to you. And it was so on the morrow that Saul put the people in three companies, and they came into the midst of the host of the morning watch, and slew the Ammonites until the heat of the day. And it came to pass that they which remained were scattered, so that two of them were not left together. And the people said unto Samuel, who is he that said, shall Saul reign over us? Bring us the men, that we may put them to death. And Saul said, there shall not a man be put to death this day, for today the Lord hath wrought salvation in Israel. Then said Samuel to the people, Come and let us go to Gilgal and renew the kingdom there. And all the people went to Gilgal, and there they made Saul king before the Lord in Gilgal. And there they sacrificed sacrifices of peace offerings before the Lord. And there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly. In the chapter before, we have Saul being anointed, and it says, doesn't say king, it says a captain of the Lord's inheritance. And when Samuel did that, he told Saul what was going to happen. He told Saul that there was going to, he was going to meet three men that were going to offer sacrifices, and he told him what was going to happen. He told him that he was going to meet a group of prophets and that he was going to prophesy, that the Spirit of the Lord was going to come upon him. He told him that he instructed him what he should do. And when Saul went on his way, all these things happened. And it gave him the confidence that God was calling, that Samuel was true, that he was a true prophet of God. He already knew that, but it reinforced his faith. And when all of these things happened, it gave him confidence that he was in the place that God wanted him to be. But the interesting thing is that Samuel didn't give Saul specific instructions on how to take care of every case here, but he says this in verse 4 of chapter 10. I'm sorry, in verse I'm not seeing the exact words there, but it says, as the occasion arises, you know, the Lord will give you as the occasion comes to you to lead. And here was one place where it came. These men of Jabesh-Gilead, can you imagine the desperation that they must have felt when the Ammonites were encamped against them? They felt helpless. And they wanted peace, and so the Ammonites said, "Yeah, we'll make a covenant of peace with you. We'll put out your right eyes, and it'll be a reproach to you and to your people, and then you can live." And they were ready to do that. You know, man will give almost anything in exchange for his life, and people are still that way today. They'll give anything in exchange for their life. And so they were ready to do that. And they said, but there was one recourse that they wanted to do, and that was see if there would be anybody to help them. And this is where Saul came to the occasion. And it's really interesting, the message that he sent. It says he took a yoke of oxen and hewed them in pieces. I don't think there was a neat butcher job like Marcus does over there. I think that it probably was just exactly like it said. They didn't have stainless steel knives, they had stone axes, and probably it looked like that. But anyhow, he hewed those oxen in pieces, sent them to the coast of Israel, and they didn't have Ford pickups to take them in, they had chariots. And probably that was a gruesome and bloody and a smelly job. But the main thing was is that they got the message there, and it says the people came out with one consent. And 7 days later, or a few days later, there was an army of 330,000 men ready to stand against the enemy. And it's just amazing what, even by today's standards, that would be a tremendous army to raise in such a short time. But there it was. There it was, and they stood against the enemy and totally defeated him. And, you know, I believe that's every part of the Bible is written for a reason. And maybe the reason that is written for us today is that shows the strength of unity, the strength of coming together for one cause. The fact that the enemies, there's a scripture that says, if God be for us, who can be against us? And there's many times in scripture when one person and God constitutes a majority. So it's not dependent on the Lord to save by many or by few, But it does show us that when people come together for a common cause, that it can work for good. And there it was with for Saul. They came together for a common cause, and he used his, he planned the attack, and there was a total overthrow. And the people were tremendously encouraged. But it's interesting, what they wanted to do at that point was to put to death the men that opposed Saul's kingdom, kingship. They wanted to oppose, there were some people that, it says, didn't bring Saul gifts, and they wanted to put those men to death. They were not a part of them, they thought. And Saul, in his, one of the big things he did in his life, he says, nope, that's not going to happen. Today is a day for rejoicing. There's nobody going to be put to death for that. And instead, they renewed the kingdom. I don't know what all that entailed there, but it was a time of refreshment and a time of deliverance and a time of God showing his power as the people came together with one mind. The lesson for us today is that when the enemy is arrayed against us, as we come together with one mind, he can be defeated before us there. And so, Jesus, in our covenant, was able to meet every need. God in the Old Testament came to his people's defenses when they called on him. And I believe that we serve that God today. Let's come before the Lord in prayer.